Welcome everybody to a very special edition of Flogger Presents. This one is all about a recent 24-hour shoot-a-thon in Gainsborough in Lincolnshire. The event was organised by Jay Clark, a photographer, and it took place at somewhere called the X Church in Gainsborough. It's a lovely old building. The charity was all about cancer and hospice. So again, a great charity. It involved a lot of photographers, a lot of models, makeup artists, hairstylists, and you name it. It was a great event that took place on the end of April, from Saturday through to Sunday. And what now follows is a couple of interviews with people on the day and a couple from after the event as well. You will see photos on my Instagram and Facebook, so please do look out for them. I will link everyone involved in the show notes, so don't forget to look at that. If you need any more details at all, everything will be on my website, and you can link and find out all the models, makeup artists, photographers from there. So, without further ado, let's start the first interview. And I'm here with the host, Jay Clark. Jay, this is a big thing you've done. 24 hours is a long time. How are you going to cope?
We're not. Basically, we're not going to go. We're going to struggle. It's been a tough road, but we're going to struggle and we'll get on with it, mate. Yep.
I think you've got a lot of interesting characters here, both photographers and models. From the look of this, there's been all sorts going on. How's it gone?
So far, it's gone absolutely superb. No flaws, just gone roll with it, easy time. Everybody's had a good time so far, so we're about halfway there, 12 hours.
That's good. Yes, it's about midnight now, so some of us are just finishing up. I've only done a 4-hour sort of stint, but obviously there's a few more doing full time. There's a few lads just arriving doing another 4 hours through the early hours. But it's been really, really good for the rest of us. Just tell us about the charity side of it then, Jay.
Yeah, we're raising money for Macmillan, obviously for the nurses, which are end-of-life carers. They help the patients as such, in terms of passing, they help the families after the passing of the patients and things like that. They do a fantastic job, and they're never rewarded for any of the work they do. It seems to be like a normal 9-to-5 job, and people seem to think, yep, you've done your job, thank you very much, but it's so much more than that, So. So we thought we'd try and raise as much money as we can and give it all to charity as soon as we've done the event, and hopefully I can get back to you on that and give you a grand total.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I think charity work's a great thing, and why not do it on a subject that you enjoy doing, sort of thing. I know obviously it's close to the heart of quite a lot of us, to be honest. Quite a lot of us have been through problems with parents, for instance, so we've seen end-of-life care, and these hospices are so important. So I think from me and everyone, Jay, I think we just want to say a big thanks for what you've done, mate. I think it's great.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andy. Like I say, if you listen to the podcast and have a Google on Macmillan and find out what the end-of-life carers do for Macmillan and cancer, and get a better understanding on it, and then you'll realise in the future, if you're ever in the same predicament, then you'll know how to cope with it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, mate. So I'm here with Mr. Jay Brown. He is one of the models that has travelled quite a few miles today, haven't you, Jay?
Yeah, I've come all the way up here today I came up here last night, but from London, come down that way.
And how long are you staying for?
I'm here for the whole 24 hours. It wouldn't be worth it doing it any other way, especially for such a worthy cause.
Yeah, it's an awesome cast. In case you didn't know, Jay has actually been around everywhere. He's been directing people, moving lighting, telling the women what they need to do certain poses, grabbing hold of everybody, bossing us photographers about. It's hard life, honestly.
I'm a pain. I can't help. I'm sorry.
No, it's been really cool. Jay's obviously a hard-working individual, and he's one of the people that not scared of giving you ideas. It's not just poses, it's little hand movements, and he's very good with either sex, and you can often find him dancing around in his mankini.
Pretty much. I've been an actor for sort of like 25 years now. So the photography thing, I kind of put the same thought process into what I've done with my filming as I do into the sort of photography, because in that way you get that kind of HD quality style picture with the right emotion and everything else for it. So that's what I try to achieve, and like working with guys like yourself that actually have the creativity and don't mind me sort of like going, can we try and do this, Bruce? It kind of works. It's good.
Yeah, definitely. So we had this idea of a vampire shoot. We had Jay as the groom. We had the lovely Hattie as the bride, and Marius as a deadly vampire. It's like a little wedding love scene. How do you think that went?
If anybody gets the chance, once they have a look at the pictures as well, because the pictures, like just looking at the back of the camera, looks amazing. But have a look at what happens in the shadows. Absolutely incredible program, and you'll kind of get the gist of what I mean by the fact that the vampire Marius, really really cool guy, but his character in person is very much that, and it kind of makes the whole thing really sort of fun to do at the same time. It's really nice. Yeah, it's been really cool. I mean, like your ideas yourself that you come up with, and the way that you produce the pictures and that, I'm always happy to work with you, which is why I don't mind coming up, you know, 2.5 hour drive. You appreciate that, don't you? 2.5 hour drive, mate.
I think that was 2.5 hours.
I don't mind doing things for people and working with people when I know that, you know, you're gonna get the appreciation in return as for you. It's just that it's a mutual respect thing, and it's really nice to work with people that have that same level of professionalism, and especially, like I say, for an event like this and for raising money for such a worthy cause, it's nice, and it makes the whole day so much fun and just really enjoyable. And like, you know, if other people get the chance to try and put something like this together, I'd fully recommend it. It's a lot of fun. It's a learning experience for everybody, models, photographers alike, you know, because you get some photographers that are not quite as experienced as some of the others. Some of them come in with just a light and a bit of material, and they create a light box and create amazing images. I mean, there was some guy here the other week. That was you. But yeah, no, it's great, and it's nice being able to do that. So yeah, it's been a fun day. It's not over yet either. It's quite a while to go. But you've obviously got a lot of editing to do now. How many images do you reckon you've taken today?
Probably only a couple of hundred, I think.
Only a couple of hundred?
Yeah, but wow. That's like a lot for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a big editor, I don't spend a lot of time.
I've seen the quality of your pictures, though, in yourself, that you can pretty much hit a one-take picture.
Yeah, we did have a laugh earlier. So we set up just in his wedding suit, and we just went, right, a quick test shot, and I just turned the camera towards Jay, and what did we say?
He's like, oh, that's the one, that was it.
So we just nailed it first go. But some of that's experience, some of that's a bit of luck.
Everybody has as well, but I mean, you've worked quite hard on the lighting side of things today. Hasn't always gone to plan with the lighting today, but now that it's nighttime here and everything else, I think that's helping a lot now with the lighting. And like the images that we're starting to get now, there's going to be some crazy ideas, especially when people start hitting in that crazy hour. And we're about to have pizza. So, yeah, that's going to be, that'll be fun.
By the way, I'm missing out on the pizza because I'm going home to bed.
Food fight. We're going to have a food fight.
So, I just wanted to say thanks a lot to Jay Brown for joining in here.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you too.
Thanks a lot, and I'll take you over to the next person. So we now have Ashley Burnett with us, who's a lovely young lady, one who's been modelling, and she's doing the full 24 hours. How does it feel?
Really nerve-wracking, because I am trying to stay awake currently and trying to stay warm, but it's really fun and it's for a great cause.
So tell us about where we are.
So we're at a venue called X Church. It is a lovely little church, and it's got a little cafe. It's really sweet, and the people who work here are lovely. And yes, it is huge.
Yeah, it's a lovely old church, basically, that's just stripped of everything inside. So we've got bare columns, lovely ceilings, but it is very cold. It's getting very cold now because it's midnight, and obviously there can't be any heating. How's the shoots gone today with yourself?
They've gone absolutely fantastic. I've managed to get my really crazy and unique ideas to photos, and it's amazing the fact that there's so many people here that think on the same wavelength as me.
And we've got to thank you, Ashley, for the music as well, haven't we? Everyone put some ideas in for Spotify, and she's kindly put that together so we can all hear that in the background. So thank you.
And the cake, don't forget the cake.
The cake, oh my God, I missed out on the cake. Yeah, no, it's been really cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. What's sort of been some of the highlight shots for you then?
Definitely my shots with Steve. So I had like feathers on my neck and a lovely headgear, and they were just really fierce. And also some shots with him with the feathers and some lingerie. Because to me, it was about having this powerful imagery, and it's just about making women feel powerful and feeling like they, you know, can show themselves off without feeling like they're oppressed or anything like that as well.
No, I sent some strong messages in there. Maybe we'll have to follow up sometime with Ashley. So just to say thank you for joining in. It's very much appreciated. And good luck for the rest of the 12 hours remaining.
Thank you very much.
I'm here today with Lizzie Moy. Hello, Lizzie. So we are now, 3 days after the event. We've just said not everyone still slept that well, including myself. How are you doing?
Well, I haven't really slept much, but I don't sleep much anyway. But yeah, it's one of them, isn't it, where you have to just crack on as you go.
Yeah. So tell our lovely listeners, what part did you play on the shoot?
I was a model. And I did a fair few shoots, different outfits, different costumes.
Did you also do the body paint?
Yeah, Anita, she's fantastic, honest to God. She painted the skull, the corset and everything on my body with the big spiders.
The spiders, yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, I remember showing my daughter that and she was like, oh my God, that's scary. No, that's excellent. How long did you last?
25 hours.
Oh, well done. That's cracking. So, in retrospect, would you do it again?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay. Did you get any sleep?
No.
You didn't?
I wish I did.
Huh?
No, we didn't get none at all.
Jesus Christ, I don't know how you coped. All right, so tell us some of the costumes then that you was on.
I did a wedding dress, what Jay Brown brought you know, to the okay. show. I did the skull body paint, the like crazy clown jester thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I did the army shoe. I can't remember what other outfits I did. Oh, my Harlequin. and like a zombie nurse sort of thing.
Wow. So you had a good variety through the day then?
Yeah.
So what was it like from your point of view then as a model?
To be fair, it was like just a different experience having like a group shoot, because like I say, it was my second group shoot I've ever done. So it was ace to see different types of models, and like, you know, it was just like different costumes and all that. Like, it was just an experience in itself, let alone anything else.
Do you think it was better being a group shoot rather than just say a couple of you in a room sort of thing?
Yeah, because you can have a laugh, and it passes the time as well, as you know, it makes it easier, and like everybody's welcoming like each other and stuff like that. Yeah. And like ideas get passed about more, and it just makes you feel more relaxed in the atmosphere and stuff, I think.
Yeah, totally. I think Ashley putting together some music in the background, and yeah. I know on one of my shoots, we had to keep waiting for the lighting to charge. So it was maybe taking 20 to 30 yeah. seconds. And Jay started moving a bit to the music. So then I was doing it, and then Vanessa was doing it. And you're like, you know, it's just great, because you're all chilling together. And I would say, even though some of us had never even met before, there was still that, you know, nice vibe, weren't there?
Yeah, it's like we're all like a little family, I think, you know, because obviously I've met a few of them before.
Right,
that,
okay.
But even like the new ones, the new people that was there, it was the ace, because it's like we already knew them, you know, it's already knew each other, and it's there was no awkwardness between anybody at all.
I thought it was ace, yeah. I mean, I know obviously I didn't get a chance to shoot yourself, and quite a lot of people, but when you only have limited time, you know, it's quite hard. This time I had actually a plan, and that's very, very unusual for me, you see. So it was quite nice to actually put something in place. You had something in your head, and you had people like yourself that were willing and wanted to do it. And I think, you know, from a model's point of view, you get nice pictures, you have a laugh, a photographer gets to know a new group of people. You know, for next time, it puts us in such a good place, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So let's just quickly discuss the charity side then. What does it mean to you?
Well, I've had a cancer scare myself, to be fair. I've had like three operations and everything on like my boobs. And I had like all like lumps removed and everything. So it was like a good cause for me in my eyes, you know. And it was like I was a bit gutted, to be fair, that I didn't you know, getting quite more donations than what I got, but it's better than nothing, innit, I suppose, whatever you get, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, these times are hard for everybody, aren't they? So, you know, I commend you for that, and thanks for sharing that with everybody. It's a hard thing, and I think, like what Jay said on the video, that I think it's touched everybody. I can't think of anyone I don't know who hasn't felt something.
Well, that's it. It's like, because it doesn't matter who it is. It's like somebody's got somebody in the family, or they know somebody who's a friend who's suffering with some sort of cancer, or they've like recovered from it, you know, or they've had like a scare from it. And it's just horrible, isn't it? Because it's just one of them things where it can take other people's lives, and it's just an awful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and what better way to raise some money and do, you know, have a laugh together and do something we all enjoy doing, isn't it? I think hats off to Jay Clark and obviously the ex-church for allowing us to take over this lovely place. Do you want to?
Well, That's it. I was going to say, I send my big hugs, loves to Kev and all thing is the church and to Jay, Jay Clark. So, you know, if it weren't for them two, we wouldn't have been able to do the event.
Where else could we have got so many people together?
That's it.
The cost of fortune at any other place. So yeah, it's really, really cool. Do you want to tell our listeners a bit about the church? Because obviously they're blind. They don't know anything about this place. How do you explain it?
It's based in Gainsborough. They do all different events to the church. That's my second time of visiting the church, actually, because I did a modelling event last year in December. It was just like a group shoot, you know, all get together and do a few shoots and stuff. But that went for 24 hours, unfortunately. That was only for a few hours, that one. But it's worth going. It's worth getting yourselves down there. You know, if you have never been before and they've got an event on, I suggest you get your backsides down there. And like, if people are up for coming to see the next modelling shoots, if there's one, then yeah, it's a good idea to come down, have a look, have a nosy and stuff like that. So yeah, it's just a great day out as well.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you so much for coming on here, Lizzie. It's appreciated. And I'm now joined with Anita Robertson. Hello, Anita.
Hi there.
So would you like to tell our lovely listeners what part you played in this lovely event?
Yeah, I came along as a body painter and dabbled a little bit in the makeup artistry as well.
Okay, so is this something you do regular?
Yes, I've been a face painter for more years than I can possibly count because my mum was a face painter, so I started pinching her paints from pretty much as old as I could, well, as soon as I could. And when she got fed up of it, she bought me my own and sent me on some courses. And then a couple of years ago, I went along to a face painting jam session where we all get together and we play with paints and do all sorts of fun things. And they had a group of body painters there and a spare model. And they said, "Does anyone want to have a go?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'd be up for that." And I got hooked. So I've done quite a few events with them now. This was my first solo event, as it were.
Ah, right, okay. Well,
that's good.
It sounds like you did a smashing job. If people are commending you, then that's great, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely, and it was a really nice atmosphere, and it was. The models were fantastic because obviously body painting, modelling for body painting is a lot different from the standard modelling. It takes anything up to 6 hours, depending on how complex the paint is. The ones we did, I think the longest one took about 3.5 hours.
Who was that out of interest?
That was Carrie. I did an Egyptian-themed paint on her. It was her idea. Okay. She said something Egyptian, Anubis, something along those lines. And so I did a drawing and a very rough sketch and said something a bit like this. And she was like, "Yeah, absolutely, go for it." So, I mean, the models were very brave because obviously you're exposing a lot more than a lot of models are comfortable with. They're wearing mostly just pants and latex pasties for nipple covers. They were brilliant. And all three of the models that I did a full paint on were absolutely fantastic. They really were.
Oh, that's great. Whereabouts did you do it? Did you have a little room then?
No, it was in the church. It was actually, I had a a heater in there because it's quite cold in that church. So I'd had a heater in a little corner. But it was in front of everyone else, so people could come over and see the process, and that's what I meant. The models were fantastic because it is quite a endurance exercise as well.
No, I think hats off to both of you. I mean, it's a, like you say, it's a brave thing to do. You're doing it in front of strangers. I mean, I bet they'd never worked with you yourself before, had they? No, so it's.
It was completely new to them.
I think that says something about the characters of everyone involved, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone there was so open as well. It was very, very open for sort of experimenting with different modelling ideas and different types of shoots. And I thought that was really nice. There were so many different ideas and different types. So you had like the really sort of fashion, you had the sort of gothic-y stuff, and I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I think the thing is it actually keeps giving, because for anyone listening, you'll not see a lot of the photos because I think they're not a public group. I'd have to check with that. But obviously, as the photographers start editing their work, they're getting posted in the group, and you're seeing photos from earlier in the day or later in the day when you weren't even there.
Yeah.
So for people like me, it's like, oh, there was a drummer. Oh, there was a a killer clown. It was it's crazy. Did you have anything to do with a clown?
I did. I did his makeup. He was getting quite. It was all getting a bit hysterical by that point. I think everyone was running on fumes, so it was getting very silly.
Yes,
but, you know, again, a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of laughs. Jay Brown is honestly such a character for anyone listening. He's not your average model as well, and this is what I love about him. He's a tall guy. He's not a slim build. He's my sort of age, a little bit older. And he's got the personality, he's got the looks. He's funny as anything. He's welcoming to all models. And he's willing just to give it a go.
Yeah. Yeah, I had my son with me for... I think he actually managed the whole 24 hours as well. And I know. And Jay was absolutely brilliant with him, giving him advice, because he ended up getting roped into a couple of modelling shoots as well. So, yeah, he was brilliant. We couldn't find a nicer bloke.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand why people like myself like taking pictures of him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But again, you know, that your skill comes in really handy. And obviously the makeup artist and the hairstylist, you're all important part of the plan. Because there was another makeup artist, wasn't there?
Yeah, Sasha.
Sasha, yeah.
Yeah, she was very good. I say, I think she was mostly sort of the fashion type makeup. I did see her do some quite nice gothic-y looks and everything as well, and some brilliant rainbow eyes, which were absolutely outstanding.
And I think that's the thing, that there was no competition. It was I'm a photographer. You're a makeup artist. They are. This is a model. What can we do together? Can we help each other? And, you know, I don't know if you heard, but some of us photographers had some major issues with lighting.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so you know, we all had to sort of either borrow each other and help each other. And, you know, in one of my shots, Sean Johnson's sat on the floor behind two people shining a light upwards. And you can't see him in the shot, but I knew he was there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's cool. Yeah, absolutely cool. we had a videographer, didn't we?
Yeah, there was that. I saw that there was a few shoots where we had, there was like three or four people all helping out at once with like the holly powder shoot, so throwing the powder.
So good. It
was outstanding. It just looked brilliant. And then there was one where there was three or four people throwing paper up in the air all at the same time to get a shot.
Yeah, it's honestly a fantastic session. Are you going to do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, because I know Jay Clark, who organised it, has already got plans for his next thing.
Yeah.
which is great. So X-Church are obviously getting involved in the community with people like us. So, you know, all we can do is keep plastering that around everywhere, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, X-Church is such a wonderful service anyway. I live around the corner from there. So I live around the corner, and my children, my grown-up children have been using the church for quite a few years now. My oldest is a musician. He goes around there sort of two, three times a week. Play drums or bass, and with his band, and helps out in the kitchen or helps out in the bar at some of the events, because they have the wrestling events and things like that as well. Right. So a lot of the young people help out in the bar and then the cafe. And there's so many community groups that use it. So it's a wonderful service that just, I think that more people need to know about it.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, what we can do as photographers and models, that is, try and sort of promote them a little bit, and I'll tag them in our photos. And hopefully, you know, they can get people hiring the venue, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's such a unique place for anyone listening. So when we call it X Church, a very great name. It is an old church. Basically, it's just stripped out, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's just like a hollow building now. And there's like a little area, a dome. There's trampolines in there. They play football, basketball. But it's a huge church, massive, long, traditional glass windows. So, you know, in middays, you've got this stunning light that hits the floor. It's just pure brick and original wood floors. To be honest, a lot of them, you don't need backgrounds, because it's the raw brickwork is just fascinating, isn't it?
It really is, and with the pillars and everything else, and the acoustics in there are amazing as well. So, I mean, music events, there have been a few, and they have their X24 festival every year as well, which is music and arts and all sorts. So that's another 24-hour festival, which is aimed at pretty much the whole community.
Oh, wow. That's really, really good. So I think if people realise that, you know, they can hire it out, there's, you know, you can take your own power leads, you know, you can create into whatever you want. There's a piano in there, there's stools and bits of wooden tables and stuff. So it literally is like a blank canvas, isn't it?
It really is.
So you do it again, you really enjoyed it. What was your absolute thing you loved about it the most, would you say?
Oh, it's a hard choice.
Is there any sort of minute you saw all this.
There were a few real highlights. I had a chance to play with some UV paints, which was incredible. Cool. So I felt awful for the models, though, because during the day when we were doing it, we had to find somewhere quite dark, and we managed to find somewhere, but it was freezing cold. So the poor model was we were in and out there as quick as we could to get pictures.
Right.
But they were fantastic. But I think on the whole, it was just how everyone came together, even like people we'd never met, and everyone was just so friendly and sharing, and it was just brilliant. It was, I've not been to another event quite like it.
Great, that's really cool to hear. It's nice that we're all saying the same thing, and we keep pushing people like Jay to keep going and organising more events. So I just want to say thanks a lot for joining us, Anita.
Thank you for asking me.
No, not a problem. Thank you so much for your time on the day and supporting it. And I'm sure I'll see you at the next one.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you have a good night. Thanks a lot, Anita.
Thank you. Bye-bye.